cliffcentral.com. We're beautiful.
Come on, everybody. Let's go. Let's make it happen. Come on. Woo-hoo! It's Wednesday. TouchCentral.fm. Listen, please, you got to keep telling people they got to download the app. They've got to listen to us. They've got to pay attention on the website. There's so much going on at the moment. I don't want anyone left out. All right? Please. Please.
Nobody gets left behind.
No.
Women and children only. What? No.
No. Women, children... Everyone in the life rafts. Everyone.
In.
All right? Good Lord. Does it have to be complicated? All right. I just heard from Flax that it is Amy Winehouse's birthday, and we're going to speak to her in heaven. Good morning, Amy. How are you? What's that? Oh, okay. How are you?
I had to take myself, so I had to get by the best way I can.
Yeah, well, you know, it was always going to be difficult. And, of course, you know, in heaven you can drink as much as you want. You don't get drunk. But here on earth, you know, the drugs and the booze killed you.
Well, I tried to do my best.
Yeah, you did do your best. And anything else you want to say? I mean, we haven't spoken to you in such a long time.
Yeah, I think she'd give me a shot.
No, I think she's gone.
Yeah.
She sounds terrible, by the way. Clearly the liquor cabinet's been opened up in heaven and she's tapping into it in a big way.
I heard she hasn't left the bar stool in a while.
Mm.
And that's where she was calling us from. Just
Amy
now.
Winehouse, happy birthday to Amy.
I had a guy in the fucking top 10.
Okay, well, there we go. She's not even in the top 10 anymore, she says, with her songs.
I mean, you know, she had great music while she was still around.
Yeah.
I heard even in heaven she doesn't want to go to rehab.
Well, you could hear it, right? Okay, let's get into some serious news for a second. There was quite a lot going on in Parliament yesterday, huh?
Entertaining stuff.
Yeah, we got to talk about that straight away. So, the President went up and he hasn't spoken there for a little while. Let's start with this. This is kind of funny. So many clips here I've got to play for you.
Yeah, so the whole point, or part of the point yesterday was, it was a Q&A session for the president, right? So he had to go in, he had to deal with a whole bunch of questions and then provide sufficient answers.
So here's Cope telling the president what they think of him. Where is this?
Honorable Speaker. Honorable Speaker.
On what point are you rising, Honorable Madisha?
Now, Willie Madisha, he used to be the head of one of the trade unions. He was quite a powerful guy once. You used to hear Willie Madisha's name in the news all the time, and now he's a Cope MP. But I met a guy who worked at the BP on Grayston Drive who looked exactly like Willie Madisha, and I wonder whether in between, Willie Madisha wasn't working at the BP at Grayston Drive. Not being horrible, the guy just looked exactly like him. I even took a picture with him once. Can't find it, of course, but I said to him, you know you look like Willie Madisha? He's like, yeah.
Oh, he knew.
Get that all the time.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Honourable Speaker. As Parliament, we cannot legitimize a person after our highest court ruled
that he
had broken his oath of office.
Uh-oh.
We insist that
Honorable Madisha,
he is not honorable, he is not trustworthy, he
Honorable
is not
Madisha.
Representing the people. The only question he must answer is when is he resigning as president of our country?
There we go.
Honorable Madisha, you have no basis to do what you have just done. You have no basis in the rules or in the law to raise what
president?
You are raising.
Is that the president?
Yeah. This honorable president was elected in this house.
Honorable Speaker.
This president is actually a member and a leader of the executive from whom we expect answers to questions by honorable members of this house. And therefore, honorable member, there is no basis on which you say the things you are saying, and I would like to appeal to honorable Madisha to take your seat as well as honorable Carter.
Honorable Speaker.
What you have said is exactly what I've said. If you say that he was elected in this parliament, and we all are members of parliament, it's exactly what we
honorable have said. Madisha.
Therefore, what you are saying is what we are saying. He does not have the honor to do that.
Honorable Madisha, what you need to do if you have an issue is to submit it in the form of a substantive motion. This House has had a debate on issues relating to the Constitutional Court judgment. This House has had even a debate on specifically how it can address the issue of ending or terminating the term of the President. And all those issues have been settled. And therefore, honorable members, I appeal to you, honorable Carter, to take your seat so we can proceed with questions to the President.
Honorable Speaker, I would just like to just on a point of order.
No, honorable Carter.
No rule can overturn the Constitution. Schedule 2 of the Constitution speaks of a President's responsibility and his oath of office to the Republic of South Africa.
Honorable Carter, the same Constitution obliges the National Assembly to provide for mechanisms to hold the executive to account.
And blah, 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 blah. You see how that went. It just goes, it goes nowhere because nobody respects this guy.
It's a problem. It's pretty clear that there are a ton of rules when it comes to Parliament and the National Assembly. Are we to believe that all members of Parliament know every single rule like the back of their hand?
Please. I'll bet you they don't even know the first 10.
Because that would be a lot to keep up with for anyone.
Here's Bantu Holomisa. Listen to this. Scathing.
The Honorable Holomisa.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Mr. President, it is not so much about the structural rearrangement of the state entities, but more about lack of trust and confidence in your leadership. Sadly, by some of your cabinet members and your party structures who are calling for you to be recalled. How is your chairpersonship of the envisaged council going to build the lost confidence and end what your deputy calls government in war with itself? Thank you.
The Honorable the President.
There he goes.
Well, I'm not sure that the enterprises have been at war with themselves. I'm not aware of that. And secondly, I haven't heard the ministers saying they've got no confidence in the president. I've heard voices of people raising their own views, and they have a right to raise their views, and they've not explained, even those who are speaking out there, what are these issues? And I can't spend my time, therefore, addressing that issue. That's a political activity that politicians get involved in. We are very much accustomed to that. So that's not the issue. We are dealing with enterprises here to make the departments of government to work and enterprises to work. Whether a person has a view about you and anybody else is a different matter. It does not affect what the government is doing. But politicians have a right to raise issues about you, about me, about anyone.
Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you very much.
That's it. That's his answer. So in other words, like, he doesn't see any problems. He doesn't know what this fuss is all about. And then, because I'm trying to make sense of all of this. So then, and the president's clearing his throat a lot. I don't know if you've noticed this.
But I mean, that's standard procedure with the president, isn't it?
He says the government is not at war with itself. Remember, this is something Cyril said at the Pityana, when, sorry, it was at the Stofile funeral. when Pityana said something similar about how, you know, government's lost its way.
Mr. President, I think this is
Musi.
One of the most crucial issues that we can discuss. And in fact, we can't even begin to laugh about it. My primary issue here is the fact that, Speaker, can you protect me?
Order, honorable members. We are protected, honorable my
we
man.
Can't, this, because 8.9 million South Africans are without work. What my challenge is that, Mr. President, none of us want a downgrade. But you have ministers issuing statements on investigation on banks. You have a cabinet at war with itself. There is a clear perceived conflict between the presidency and treasury. My understanding and my question is, both of those things are not helping deal with the perception that South Africa is a safe place to invest in. So we can have a one-point plan, a nine-point plan, so long as we don't stabilize the perception that South Africa has, we are not going to achieve this.
So, all right, there's Musi. I get bored. I like start tuning out of these guys when they start grandstanding. Anyway, then Julius comes up. Let's get to the exciting part, because he always has some very barbed, powerful, pointed things to say. So Julius had the following to say. Are you enjoying this still, or must we cut this short?
Well, let's hear Julius.
All right.
The Honorable, the President.
Oh, no, this is...
Honorable Speaker.
No, it's coming.
The recent cabinet...
On a point of order, Speaker.
Yes, Julius.
Assessed on a the point implementation...
excuse me, Honorable President. If you may take your seat.
This always happens.
Honorable Malema, what is the point of order?
Honorable Speaker, we are committing a serious constitutional blunder by allowing the President to speak in this House. We have since written a letter to you, firstly to ask you to discipline the President. And we did that through the normal channels of this Parliament because we understood that following the Constitutional Court judgment, there must be consequences. It can't be business as usual. You are going on to continue with the President without any consequences, even when the Constitutional Court pronounced clearly that the President violated his oath of office. Now, we wrote again to you yesterday asking you not to allow the President to come to this House, because when the Constitutional Court found that he did not respect his oath of office, he was honorable no more. And this House only allows honorable people to come and speak here, not criminals of note, not people who continue to collapse this country because of their personal interest. We cannot allow the President to speak in this House. If you want to allow the President to speak in this House, you must know that you are acting outside the Constitution, and we are going to have to force you to discipline the President. We are going to have to go to court to force you to subject the President to court. These howlers can howl. There's nothing they can do. You are a group of howlers. The voters have rejected you because of the conduct of one man. You have lost metros because of this attitude of howling. This howling business is exactly what made you to be what you are.
Point in of order.
I love this. This is fantastic. Come on, don't tell me you aren't entertained. He's nailing them everywhere it hurts. SSE's good at this game.
The voters have rejected Zuma. The voters are saying to you, the voters have whispered and said to you, you cannot continue the way you are continuing.
Oh boy, isn't it fantastic?
I'm so glad that I am not in that job. I actually don't know how people can can go into politics.
It's how do you win?
It's exhausting. Okay, it's messy.
You're a well-paid howler.
Yeah, well, that's clearly what most of the backbenchers are. All right, listen, it's 7:15. We'll take your calls. We'll hear what you think of all of this noise. We'll talk a little bit about this controversial move by the Minister of Home Affairs to ban that pastor from coming to speak in South Africa. Maybe you've got an opinion on that too. I'd like to hear what it is. And, you know, the usual nonsense, the usual shenanigans. You've got some emails, got some people who've got messages that they want read out that we've got to get to in terms of what they're saying, and lots of other good stuff.
Is there more to that clip? Does the president respond to that?
Eventually the EFF walked out.
Yeah. Ben, basically the president said, well, he asked the speaker to run a better house because, you know, that's when he said that he can't condone being called a criminal because it's abusive and that parliament needs to treat him better.
Here's what he said. Just this and then we'll get to the song.
Logo kusifikisa emaphethweleni wembuzo eqondiswe kumhlonishwa umongameli. Siyabonga mhlonishwa.
Kancane nje ungakas. I think it would be unfair for me not to raise my concern about your house. Each time when I come here,
this is it,
I am abused.
Ah, shame.
By members of your parliament. Because instead of answering questions, I sit here being called a criminal, a thief. I think this house must do something about it because you are going to make it very difficult for me to fulfill my constitutional obligation. I think if I don't raise the matter, Chair, I think I'll be failing in my duty. I don't think I should always come here to face people who are not respecting the house in my views. And I have to sit here and wait for the kind of discussions. Your house must do something. If this house is not interested in me answering questions, you must say so. Then don't call me.
Don't call me.
I'm busy doing deals. Leave me alone.
He's fine with that.
Touchcentral.fm, 7:17. Good morning. Easily my favorite song at the moment. Yeah. Dee-doo-doo. It's Kungs and Cooking on Three Burners with This Girl. Yeah. Yeah. It's time for something we're going to resuscitate.
Phone calls, we get your phone calls. We get your phone calls every day. Phone calls, we get your phone calls. We get your phone calls every day.
That's right, you can call us anytime you want. 0861-555-189. Love that. A whole lot of people are celebrating because Malusi Gigaba's protected them from some pastor that they didn't even have to listen to in the first place.
Well, when you put it like that.
Isn't it true? You can always just walk out of the room.
I didn't know this man existed until he made it into the news.
Don't worry, neither did most Americans.
Neither did most South Africans.
Yeah, and now suddenly we've made him really important. But I suppose the Human Rights Commission and a bunch of gender activists are very proud of themselves because they got someone banned from the country. I suppose that's how the ANC felt when they got the Dalai Lama banned from the country. Remember that?
Yes, shame. He wasn't allowed to come in.
Right. Now, you know what makes this doubly ironic is that the very people who want to ban someone for their homophobic views, in this case, this pastor, who none of us agree with. I mean, I think 99% of anything that comes out of a pastor's mouth is probably nonsense. Most pastors, let alone this one. In his case, it's 100%. But here's the irony. Give me a second to explain this.
All right. I'm going to time you, though.
All right. So he's got to be banned because he's saying hateful things.
And saying hateful things is not something that we should tolerate.
He gets his hateful things from
His head?
No.
The Bible?
The Bible. Thank you, Ben. Now, These people who want him banned are the first ones to tell you, you must respect other people's religion. Don't judge their religion by the things in the books. Judge it by the actions and behavior of the people in that religion. Not all Muslims are terrorists. Not all Christians are homophobic. Sure. So you got to decide where you are on this, because I can't believe you could be both.
Why not?
You can't. It doesn't. It's not a sensible position. You're neither a teapot nor a hockey stick.
So are you saying that you can't be a Christian who doesn't take an issue with homosexuality?
You can be whatever you want. But if you're going to say we got to ban this person for saying this,
yeah,
then you got to ban that whole book that he gets it from, because that's full of nasty stuff. Nasty stuff like stoning a woman to death if she slept before, you know, slept with a man before she was married. The rape of various people by angels. There's a lot of nasty. Lot's wife who turned around and turned into a pillar of salt. And, you know, there's just a whole bunch of stuff in that book that if you're going to ban one guy who selectively takes a piece of the book out and makes that his grandstanding position, you got to ban the book. But they'll never do that, will they?
No, but this is an argument or a conversation that is never going to be solved, because you are approaching this conversation from the perspective that that book is wrong entirely.
No, there's some good in it, there's some bad in it. But when you ban any thought, when you ban a thought because it's an unwelcome one, you prevent yourself from hearing that thing, whether it's right or wrong. So you prevent yourself from ever actually figuring out for yourself whether it's right or wrong.
So then what is the alternative?
Oh, the alternative is exactly what's happened. Malusi Gigaba, Big Brother, says, don't worry, my children, I'll protect you from this nasty guy. I'll protect you. I'll cover your ears for you. I can't hear you. I have earmuffs on.
See, I still believe that the only reason the minister did that was because he was backed into a corner. That's just me, though. A call was made out to the minister to say, we don't want this man here. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Well,
and you better do the right
wouldn't
thing.
Wouldn't it have been a great thing if this pastor had arrived in South Africa? He'd done a speech at the Bronco Spray Town Hall or whatever. The Velkom Gymnasium. Let's imagine he calls up, you know, there are 100 morons who go to listen to this idiot speak. Wouldn't it be great if all the gays, all of them, dressed up and pitched up in speedos, with cock rings, with feather boas, on floats, big butch lesbians. I'd love them to pitch up outside there and make everyone in there feel really uncomfortable. Like they supposedly make gay people feel uncomfortable. Now, I've met a lot of gay people who are not in the least bit perturbed about this pastor.
They're not interested in him. They don't care.
But the ones who are the same kind of people who want to tell you and me what we should and shouldn't think and what we should and shouldn't say. And they'll tell you, but hate speech this and hate speech that. Words are words. I know that we've got issues in this country around what's a gray area, and there's plenty to be discussed around there, but you can't discuss it with people who tell you that their feelings are hurt, because then it's not a discussion anymore. It's a therapy session for you.
So then, if I understand you correctly, your point of view is that we should all be allowed to say whatever we want, regardless of how
it'll balance itself
how
out.
How mean or hurtful or how bad it is.
Because people who are mean and hurtful will be pushed to the sides. You know, your Penny Sparrows, your Pastor Steve Andersons. And eventually these people will realize, oh my God, we're not drawing an audience. No one wants to talk to us anymore. We're on our own. We're on the fringe. And then we can move on as society, because we'll have left them in our wake. But if we put them in a special place where they can still say what they want to say, but as long as we don't have to hear it, and we make them important by having the minister take time out of his day to prevent one lunatic from coming in here, we make him important. Temba, what's up?
Cool, man. Are you?
Yeah, good. What do you have to say?
Nothing, just presenting to work.
Oh, okay, what's happening at work today? You got meetings and shit?
I skipped that. I'm in the loo.
Oh, you're in the loo right now?
Yeah.
Now, are you sitting on the loo or are you just standing around?
I'm just standing around.
Okay.
My other hand is busy. Anyway, I just wanted to say about the pastor. Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't know who he is. And second of all, this guy sounds gay for him to be complaining about gay.
Yeah.
And what he did is, for him to get the ban, he actually challenged Minister Gigabyte. That's why he didn't even manage to come to the country. It's just that the minister wanted to show off his ego.
Right.
But it was being punished, yeah. It was just that.
Yeah, I'm always nervous. I don't know that this is a victory for anybody. I mean, some people are saying, well, the minister... Oh, am I interrupting your pee?
No, I'm done now.
Oh, you're sure? Sounds like you're still going.
No, it's done.
Some people think this is a big victory.
Depends which side are you on.
Yay, we managed to keep a guy out because now he can't say his horrible thing. Guess what, idiots? He's on the internet. You can still go and listen to him.
Yeah, he can actually open up his own podcast. Listen to him every day.
Oh, I think he does have a podcast, actually.
He does. He streams stuff.
Yeah.
Streams is right. Listen.
And I think he has a YouTube channel.
You got a strong stream there, Temba.
I don't know anything about that guy.
All right. Well, you know what? It's what Mubs said once. Thanks, Temba. It's what Mubs said once before. You're allowed to do whatever you want in your life. Just don't force it onto other people. Now, when people decide that they're going to decide for me whose ideas and opinions are acceptable and whose are not, then you're getting into my space. I don't like that. I don't want the government making these decisions. They made bad decisions in the past, like the Dalai Lama. Like a bunch of others that we don't need to go into. Look at the way we've been voting at the UN lately. Don't include me in that. You do whatever you want. If you need to childishly cover your ears every time someone says something that hurts you, that's your business. And I welcome it. Go for it. Knock yourself out. Do whatever you want. But don't cover my ears, please. I'm quite adult enough to decide for myself this guy's a moron. I don't need you to help me decide it.
Don't you think it would have been a valid protest if this guy was coming to a certain school and the school kids were saying, hang on a second, we don't want to hear this crap because they're going to get forced to hear it.
Right.
No one's forcing us to do anything here.
Yeah.
Whereas Rich Mulholland said on Monday, don't hate the player, hate the game. The Bible is the one spewing a lot of the stuff.
Well,
he's just an average idiot who takes it very seriously.
He takes it literally.
Look, here's my issue, my concern. So I understand that... You know, there's a drive to want to stop bigots from spewing hateful things. And I understand that, right? Like, you want to stop people from going around and saying horrendous things.
Yeah.
But forcing them to not say those things, does it change the fact that they believe in what they're saying?
Does it change them?
This man, for example, his stance on homosexuals and homosexuality is not about to change just because... We and the UK are saying you're not allowed in our country.
It's probably strengthened now.
He's still going to go back home, and he still genuinely believes those things. So then what have we achieved?
Some of the other morons that like him are going to say, well, you want a victory. You got them to ban you. Woo! Jesus wins again.
I mean, these are serious questions. Are we actually going to be able to stop the way that people feel about certain things?
So what has changed? Has his opinion changed?
No. I don't think it has, no.
Has anybody who was very open-minded and pro-gay rights, have any of them suddenly swung to the right and decided, well, this is the thing, now we got to hate gays? No? Has anyone who hated gays before stopped hating gays because of Pastor Steve Anderson not coming? No. So what have you achieved? Really and truly, on the scorecard, the achievement is zero. Dummies.
Okay, well, listen, calling them dummies doesn't help your argument.
Well, these are the kind of people whose feelings get hurt left, right, and center, so it helps me. All right, let's get into some news next.
Oh.
You know what to do. 0861-555-189. We'll take your calls. I want to see your wilder side. It's DJ Clark and Wolves. It's time to get into the news with Mabane Moloi. It's brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. Some good news for Namibia. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Because we have listeners in Namibia. We have listeners in pretty much every country in the world. Kolkakios has just landed in Windhoek. Congratulations, Kolkakios, on your first store opening in Namibia. If you're in Windhoek, like Quentin, who listens to us, or you're heading there for a visit, you can find Kolkakios in the Grove Mall of Namibia. That's how you do it. You start with one store, and look what happened in South Africa. 32 branches, and now even Namibia. That's progress, I tell you.
Hello.
What else is in the news, Mubs?
Well, according to experts, Gareth, North Korea have enough uranium for 6 nuclear bombs per year, if they felt like it. If they felt like it, North Korea have enough uranium to attack 6 times in a year. They've been ramping up the uranium enrichment facilities. They've also evaded a decade of UN sanctions to develop the uranium enrichment process, thus enabling them to run pretty much a self-sufficient nuclear program. They can do whatever they want. And as a result, everyone is on edge after Pyongyang conducted their 5th nuclear test last week. And the United States have since sent 2 US B-1 bombers, these are planes or fighter jets, to fly over South Korea in a show of force and solidarity with its ally. Kim Jong, is it Un. He's like a big toddler just playing with his toys, but all toys are making the rest of the world very, very nervous. And then parts of Taiwan have been brought to a standstill this morning due to what is being called the strongest typhoon of the year.
Oh, yeah?
Yet another reminder of why we are so lucky to be living on this side of the world. The typhoon has skirted past the island's southern tip. It knocked out power in more than 180,000 households. Over 1,500 people had to be evacuated. Streets have been flooded. Violent winds have led to evacuations. Schools and work is cancelled. Trains are not running. It's a mess. And the storm is expected to dump as much as 800 millimeters of rain over the next few days.
Well, Ben, what do you have for us in the sport?
Well, Gareth, we've got our 8th medal in the Paralympics. Zanele Situ, she threw a javelin via fire. All over the place, and she got a bronze there, which is very cool for her. There's been big talk about the fact that in the T13 1500 meters, all top 4 athletes had a better time than the Olympic gold medalist from the Summer Games, which was Matthew Centrovitz. Now, everyone just needs to calm down just a little bit, because the 1500 meters, no discredit to the Paralympic athletes, it is a very tactical race. So even though Centrovitz's time of 3:50 was good enough for gold there, and the top 4 athletes in the Paralympics all beat it, Centrovitz has a personal best of 3:30. He was a tactician during the race, so he ran that. So as great as these guys are, doesn't necessarily mean they're going to go to the able-bodied games and win. They're not going to try to pull an Oscar and say they can do that as well. In rugby news, tonight at 7 p.m, we'll get the Springboks squad to play in New Zealand, which will be very, very exciting. We'll get into that tomorrow. Big wins last night in the Champions League for Barcelona, 7-0 over Celtic. Paris Saint-Germain, they drew with Arsenal 1-1. Man City, they'll only play tonight because their matches rained out. Bayern Munich hammered FC Rostock 5-0, and Atletico Madrid also a good win there. Real Madrid, Juventus, Spurs and Leicester all in action tonight. Last night, Ajax were beaten 2-1 by Orlando Pirates. Tendai Ndoro with 2 goals there in the first half. Tonight you'll see Maritzburg versus Sundowns. Jeez,
what the hell happened, Ben?
He almost fell out of his chair.
My chair just propelled me forward.
These are very powerful chairs, I've got to tell you.
I was wondering why I was lying back. Anyway,
we have some extraordinary chairs here in the studio. They power themselves.
In mind of their own.
They are magnificent. They're from Cloud Chairs. You can find out more about them. I'll tell you more about them on social media in the next couple of days.
Tonight, PSL, Maritzburg versus Sundown, 7:30. Chiefs versus Platinum Stars at the same time. And that's your sport for today. A lot more tomorrow as you get into the weekend.
All righty. Very nice. I've downloaded the brand new iOS on my phone. And Flax has been scouting the globe for people who know what's going on here. You've been trying it out, right, this morning?
Honestly, iOS just changed my life.
Why? How?
It's just like the new features that it has, the accessibility. Apparently, it has a function where you can map out where you parked your car, and it will help you take you back. It will help take you back to your car, which is what I need in my life.
That sounds good.
A quick caller. Jackie's on the line.
Okay, let's go to Jackie. Hey, Jackie, what's up, honey?
Hi. I'm good, Gareth, love of my life. How are you?
Yes.
Give me a kiss. Come right up close to the phone.
All right, guys, you're making it awkward for the rest of us.
I've missed Jackie so much. What are you wearing?
Let's not go there now.
All right, Jax, what's up?
Garrett, there's something that I've been wondering about that I want to ask you. You know when you, those jingles like we take your phone calls?
Yeah.
And it's a weekend baby?
Yeah.
Thing, didn't SABC have copyrights on those things?
Well, they can try.
So didn't they claim like intellectual property rights?
Well, you know, the point is, like, I developed that stuff, and a lot of it was stuff that I even had before. Phone calls, for example, came before the SABC. Yeah, so they can't claim that. And if they do, if they want to fight with me about it, they can have it. But what the hell are they going to do it without me?
You know? What, of course. You're the smart guy. They can't make, touch you. They won't even dare.
Are they going to make Fresh use it? Poor Fresh doesn't want to use it. Poor Fresh just wants to get out of there. You could tell. I don't know if you've listened lately.
Oh, no, I can't even listen to SABC anymore. I can't.
Everyone sounds depressed. Everyone. Oh, good morning.
Okay. I was just wondering about that. I thought I should call and ask you.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. Bye-bye now.
Bye, baby. Love you. Bye-bye. There we go. There's Jackie. Yeah. Sounds good. Yes.
Gareth, with regards to the uranium problem,
yes,
surely, like, we shouldn't, well, the US or whoever, they shouldn't stress about it. They should rather try find out where they will be launched from and where they're holding it. So if ever they get threatened, they can actually just bomb the uranium, and then that uranium explodes there. So they don't even need uranium, if that makes sense. So it's like using someone else's uranium against them.
You know, the problem is, Flax, that nuclear war is a kind of a difficult monster. If you blow up nuclear installations, you end up spreading the radiation anyway. That's what makes it so dangerous. So you actually just want to keep everybody under control. You don't want to have to get to the stage where anyone's launching anything.
But then we should ban it.
We're trying to. But who do you ban first?
Well, who creates like a worldwide law? The UN, no?
No, well, the UN... toothless. Plus, you get nations like North Korea who aren't in the UN. They don't care about what the UN says. You think Kim Jong-un wakes up in the morning and goes, oh, give me my rules this morning from the UN Secretary General.
No, he gives him the middle finger.
Exactly. He's busy building nuclear weapons. Look, there's no easy answer to this, but we do have to stop the craziest countries first. And a lot of people go, oh, but America's got so many nuclear weapons. Yeah, and America is the only country that's used nuclear weapons. Remember? Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Yes.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Did end World War II, so there's a good reason for it. But I would rather have America armed to the teeth with nuclear weapons than Iran or North Korea, if you don't mind my saying.
And North Korea would rather they be armed
than the U.S.
So then that's what becomes a problem, because then it becomes a battle of the egos. No. And then unfortunately, whoever has the biggest weapon wins. Right. And the rest of us watch from the sidelines or we die.
No.
I think it might be like important to look into creating sort of a worldwide ruler, and he creates three laws and that's it.
No.
Please let's not have a worldwide ruler. There was once a guy who wanted to be worldwide ruler. Do you remember? I don't know if you read your history books.
Donald Trump.
No, much worse than that. So there was a guy, he's on the phone right now. Yes, sir, go ahead. Do you want to tell us what your plans are? And you want to make three rules, huh? All right, enough of that.
You see, Flex, the problem with mankind is they actually can't handle power. They just won't admit it.
Let's talk about iOS 10. Yes, it's an elephant. And nobody loves me.
Elephant, eh?
Elephant.
Oh, okay.
ELLIPHANT. You like it?
Okay.
Yours. All right, everybody. So, we're going to speak to Tiernis Janssen van Rensburg. We've spoken to him before. He is a tech dude. He knows all about iOS 10 and what that means. A lot of people aren't on Apple, but people love this stuff, even if they aren't on a particular operating system, because we all want to know what our phones can do that they don't already do. What could they still do? What could they do more of, right?
Mm.
We get obsessed with this stuff. I have to have the latest update. I'm not buying the iPhone 7, by the way. I'm not doing that. Are you doing that?
You have said this before, haven't you?
Not doing it, he says, looking at his Apple Watch.
You have threatened this before, though, have you not?
Do it.
And then you get swept up in the pandemonium and the mania.
I can't help myself sometimes. Flax, have you been playing around so far? So apart from the emojis, is there anything else that's good there? And the fact that you can make a note of where your car is parked?
So all the emojis have changed. Not one has remained the same. Imagine your phone, you were watching it in cam, and now it's just gone to full HD, 1080p. It's a complete new phone.
Flex, what's happened to your gun emoji? Your pistol?
We don't believe in violence in Apple world. It's now a water pistol.
So now, are you telling me I can't send a gun emoji anymore?
No. It will change the way you view the world. Less violence.
Okay.
Funny how there's still so many violent things, though. I mean, there's some
like what, Ben?
Like the swords.
Yeah, there's a pickaxe, there's a sword, there's a hammer.
There's so many other emojis.
There's a coffin. Now, what's the coffin for?
Well, after you use the sword.
I'm looking for the water pistol. I don't see it.
It's green.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it's a water pistol. Oh, well, thank you, Apple. You've protected me.
Out of curiosity, is the North Korea flag on here?
I don't think so.
Let me tell you. I see Swaziland's there. Portugal. No, North Korea.
So look, there's still hugely offensive things. There's a cigarette. There's a bomb.
Yeah.
There's like swords like Raphael from the Ninja Turtles had. There's a heroin syringe.
There's
a dagger.
I don't see North Korea's flag.
There's a butcher's knife.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of like pickaxes and other things that create head trauma.
Well, as long as we don't have a gun, then everything will be better and the sky will be bluer and everyone will be happier.
But the American flag's still there. That's essentially a gun.
It is. That's true. That's exactly right.
Sorry. You were just going through the list of offensive things and you've included the American flag. I love that.
Hey, just before we go to tennis, listen to what Tom Hanks says. He says America will be fine if Donald Trump wins. Don't worry about it. Stop panicking.
Listen, I have no powers of clairvoyance like you geniuses in the news media. I'm not saying he's going to be president of the United States.
So you're not ready for President Trump?
Oh, sure. Look, America's going to be fine.
Yeah.
We're the greatest, most resilient nation in the history of civilized, all of civilization. Mm-hmm. We'll be fine. Yeah. We've worked ourselves out of holes many, many times over and over again.
Does that mean you think Trump will put us in a hole?
Well, I've got to say that we are going to have the most hilarious September, October, and first week of November in a very long, long time. And you people are going to be exhausted.
Yeah, there we go. Tom Hanks, exactly right. Don't get into a panic. All right, let's talk to Tennis. Hey, Tennis, we've been checking out this latest update on iOS. You've obviously been paying attention too. What can you tell us?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah, lekker, man. What's up?
Good. Before we get to iOS 10, Gareth, I heard you said that you are not going to buy the iPhone 7.
No, I don't see the pluses.
Right, so that's kind of the cyclical cycles that we go through with Apple year on year, right? In the last 3 or 4 years, they haven't really changed anything to their formula. And this is actually the first time that they have basically kept the phone design the same for 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
And it's become kind of like a meme in the tech world that, you know, people get so excited and hyped up every single year for an Apple event, and then nothing really new comes to light. And because of that, I've kind of coined the term: people go to California and they go to a FAPL event.
What is a FAPL event?
Sorry?
What is a FAPL event?
Well, you know that whole process of people just getting so hyped up about something, and then this is just a massive anticlimax.
So it's a fail. And
yeah, exactly. So I mean, the only really notable difference with the iPhone 7 would be the iPhone 7 Plus model, which has the dual cameras. So they're kind of falling in line with that trend that's been happening in the Android world for about a year now. And having played around very, very quickly with a prototype of the 7 Plus, I can actually say that it makes a difference. So there's something that some people that like the bigger phone will actually be quite keen on. But yeah, let's go back to iOS 10. So you said you and Flax have already installed iOS 10 on your devices?
Yep.
Okay, so I think just first of all, you basically dodged a bullet because a lot of people have been saying that when they installed the new software over the internet or what's called OTA over the air, it's completely wiped their iPhones and iPods and iPads when they've installed
iOS. No, that would piss me off. Let me just check everything's still there.
Oh, dear.
I don't need that.
And so you still have a couple of hours to kind of sit uncomfortably because apparently it can happen up to 24 hours after you've installed the new software.
Oh, no.
Why?
So
is that just a glitch? What's the problem there?
It's too late to massive, go buy an iPhone 7. Steve Jobs is stopping at nothing from the grave here, people.
Yeah, no, it's a glitch. Apple say they are looking into it. They haven't found the problem. But luckily, it's only hit about 1 or 2% of Apple users. So it's not extensive, but yeah, it does happen.
Mm. Okay. All right, well, if that doesn't happen, we should be all right.
Yeah. Just hope you're not one of those 1 or 2%. Mm-hmm. Now let's chat about iOS 10 quickly. Flack said that it's changed his world, and that's quite bemusing to me because it doesn't look to me as much as changed.
Mm-hmm.
So just quickly, you can install the new iOS 10 on an iPhone as old as the iPhone 5. So they do cater for a very long, a very old iPhone, and then your iPads all the way back to an iPad Mini 2, and the latest iPod will also be getting it. So some of the biggest new features is the redesigned lock screen. So we've known this is coming for a while. Apple have been wanting to implement this. So it's just basically looking at the different ways of putting information in front of the user. So it's been quite tweaked a little bit. Then you've got Rise to Wake. I don't know if you've noticed that before. So
I must just interrupt you. Everyone go to their alarm and tell me what website that looks like. This new alarm on iOS 10 alarm is based off Pornhub.
Really?
It looks exactly like Pornhub.
The new alarm?
Yeah, go look.
What do you mean?
The orange, the yellow.
Oh, the color scheme is Pornhub, yeah? Look at that. Wow.
Now you actually want to wake up.
Well, Flax, it's only for people like you and me who know what Pornhub is.
Obviously, cool. Flax,
and of course, Mabali.
Morning glory.
Yeah, of course, Mabali knows about it because she's,
I'm more of a YouPorn fan, not so much Pornhub.
All right.
Yeah. But carry on. We interrupted you.
No worries. Just so quickly on the Rise to Wake, it's a small little feature that, if your alarm goes off, you just pick the device up, it automatically will turn it off. You don't need to press a button or snooze or whatever the case may be.
Thank goodness.
They've also implemented widgets, which is something that Android fanboys will be hopping on about because it's been on Android for 8 years.
Right.
So it'll be sitting in your notification center in very much the same way as widgets sit on your Android home screen. Not really that much has changed in terms of how Apple shows you notifications. They're just being displayed much more simpler and in a more intuitive way.
All right.
And you can also interact with it with 3D touch now on the notification center, which is quite cool.
Okay. All right, that sounds that sounds all right.
It's incremental changes, but it's things that people want.
Okay. I like it. All right, Dennis, what else do we need to know?
Another big improvement is Siri is now actually in South Africa. So it's not just Siri as it sat on the phone in the States and we kind of brought them here. They've actually built the functionality of Siri into the South African ecosystem. So when you've got a South African iTunes or App Store,
mm-hmm.
you can actually talk to Siri about that specifically and she'll understand.
I can ask Siri, let me just do this quickly. Siri, how far away is Sandton? Wait. Registered as quick.
18 Wessel Road is less than a half kilometer away, but I'm not certain this is where you meant, though.
All right, so I don't know whether Siri's completely figured anything out yet. I mean, Siri's still as useless as ever before. that's my point of view.
Perhaps you're still waiting for that update. Yeah.
I just realized we're officially part of the generation that will say, remember when you used to slide to unlock your phone?
Yeah, that's
you no longer
happen.
Do that anymore. Yeah.
That's true. That's also gone. All right. Well, there's some stuff to get used to. Tennis, what do you reckon? Besides copying everything from Android, that's what it sounds like to me.
Love it.
I mean, even
I wouldn't go that far, but
even Tyrell says so. Android, Gareth, convert. You know you want to. And Tyrell says he's been on Sony Ericsson, Sony his whole life. No regrets.
I mean, they are great Android phones out there. Don't let Apple people tell you any differently.
Mm-hmm. But Duncan says, Duncan says, an Apple is something that belongs on a tree. Apple is ripping people off. They change nothing, but they charge a lot. Their software stayed more or less the same over the last 10 years. Is that fair?
That is fair. I mean, it's only really changed in small bits and pieces, and they do charge you an arm and a leg. So the new iPhone 7 Plus with 256 gigabytes of storage goes for almost $1,000. So when it comes here, it's going to be close to $20,000.
But then you'll only have yourself to blame, though, if you are prepared to spend that kind of money, but you're still not satisfied at the end of the day. Jeez. Apple can't be blamed for having an excellent marketing, you know, scheme or whatever it is.
They are absolutely brilliant at that. I'm not gonna say they aren't. I mean, if you just take the fact that they've removed the headphone jack from the iPhone now that is a big deal to a lot of people, and to a lot of other people they just don't care. But now they have to give you a little adapter out of the box with your phone, a little adapter that goes into the Lightning port, where you still have a headphone jack that'll work with all of your other, you know, older headphones. That's not the Lightning jack headphone that's going to come in the box. But that's going to cost $19, and it's a small little wire that's maybe 6 inches long, and people are going to lose that time after time after time, and they're just going to cash in with $19 a pop. Mm. And the other thing is they've launched the wireless earbuds with the iPhone 7, and that goes for $160.
Yeah.
And people are just going to buy these things. Yeah. You know, it's hectic. Yeah.
I can hear Apple running all the way to the bank with this one.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks, dude. Nice to talk to you, though.
Yep, you guys too. Thanks, have a good day.
There's Tennis. That's nice. Yeah. Hey, Tennis, are you still there?
Yep.
Give your blog a plug.
Cool, yeah. So I'm with bandwidthblog.com.
Right.
We don't just talk about Apple. We talk about the entire tech world. And today we're going to be launching the new episode of our podcast, where we're going to chat to Mark Pilgrim about all this stuff as well.
Thanks, man. All right. Very good. There we go. It's useful info.
Something that I think's big on iOS 10's new emojis.
Yes.
They have the gay flag on there.
Ooh.
Or is it called the gay flag or the LGBT flag?
Now, flag.
Now, what happens in a country where, like in Zimbabwe, for example, where homosexuality is illegal?
Mm.
Are you still allowed the gay flag, or is Robert Mugabe going to protect you from that gay flag on your iOS?
Well, as long
he should really ban Apple.
As long as Robert Mugabe is not aware that that flag is there, he's not going to care, and so your phone is going to have the flag, and you know what? Things are going to carry on as normal. It's bizarre that that's just how it works.
Okay, well, thanks, Mubs, putting everything in perspective. All right, everybody, we hope we're having a good start to our Wednesday morning. It's the 14th of September. Can you believe it's almost the middle of September? Yassas. This year is marching on. You know, by the time we hit October, it's pretty much the end of the year. You know that, right? Forget trying to do any serious business from November on. CliffCentral.com.